Be pleased with him. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qiyama anna Allah yaqulu This is a hadith which Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu he narrates this hadith and he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. He himself will address the people, he himself will call out, he himself will say, where are those people who loved? Where are those people who loved? SubhanAllah, this will be a scene, which is a hadith in Mishkat, it's narrated, and a unique scene, it will be a unique time, a unique day, the Day of Judgment. And the biggest, you could say the most severest of days which is to come. And one scene of that day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ tells us that scene. Listen attentively to that scene. And all of us will be present there, all the souls that ever lived, all the graves will be empty. And from all the heavens and skies and earth will be finished. There'll be a new world. The dead people will rise up from the grave. And it'll be a unique situation on the Day of Judgment. You hear about it, that what is that day, the Day of Judgment. So on that day, the Prophet ﷺ tells us a scene on that day. That at that time, Allah Ta'ala, when all those circumstances, severity of the Day of Judgment, then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will announce, Aina muhabbatun. Where are those people who had love? Where are those people who had love, who loved? So all have love. Yes, we all have love, don't we? On the Day of Judgment. For example, who do you have love here? And who do I love? This is the question. So obviously this dunya will go. And Allah Ta'ala has joined us with love in this world. And Allah is calling out on the Day of Judgment. Where are those who loved? Who had love? So love, everyone loves somebody or some other person or something. If you want someone to do something for you, then you'll love that person. If you want to get a loan, then you'll love that person. Obviously you'll prove to that person that you love that person so that he'll give you a loan. If you want to get married to somebody, then you'll make that person believe that I love you, please marry me. Is this the case or not in this dunya? Mutual exchange. Even the mother to the child, she demonstrates her love. I love you, my child. I love you, my son, my daughter. The mother says that. The father says that. I love my children. I love my son, my daughter. Every relationship is joined. Every relationship is joined with love. We'll say, I love the two friends. They'll say, you leave it. Yaar. Me and you, we're strong friends. Put your hand in my hands. Is this not the case? This is our dunya. All bonds are based on love. Relationships on love. But until today, my friends, if we say that none of these examples of love are true. They're not true. Yes, all of these examples of love are false. Why are they false? Because every example of love behind that, there's some greed, some third, you could say, objective. The love is when there's no condition, no restriction, without which, behind which there's no condition. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the standard. If you want to love somebody, we have actually degraded the name of love. Whoever it is, mother, father, uncle, home, outside, really behind that relationship of love, there's some worldly gain, there's some reason due to which a person uses the name of love and he says to that person, I love you, so that he can get something somewhere. So who is Allah Ta'ala calling out to on the Day of Judgment? This hadith, what does this mean? That where are those people who really loved? Who is Allah announcing to? There must be someone who has true love. No, Yar, I'm not enjoying your subhanAllah, it's not loud enough. See, listen attentively to what I'm saying. Tarawees were not long today. It was short tarawees today. Yes, I said to you in advance that I said to them in advance, say Alam Tara Kaifa. He was a Darvish. And mashallah, he was in the mood in advance like yesterday. I said, no, today please take it down, calm down. People are tired. Just start from Surah Fil, Alam Tara Kaifa. So mashallah, very well the Quran is recited here. The children recited Quran very nicely. I listened to the tajweed, their style. I was very happy, very content. I enjoyed it. They worked hard, these children, the youngsters. Mashallah. Are you a Qari as well, Junaid? Can you read to people? When? Yeah. People, let's listen to him first then. Let's listen to his Qur'an. I remember this hadith, okay? Okay, come and read your Qur'an. Should appreciate, mashallah, he's recited Tarawih. So let's see that his, how much this Qari sahab can recite. Mawlana Hafiz Junaid sahib. Let's listen to his Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب غاسق إذا وقب غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد حاسد إذا حسد حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس النيس لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس النيس إله الناس النيس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس النيس من الجنة والناس والنيس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين عليهم ولا الضالين عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, great achievement. Okay, MashaAllah, well done. For this, let's do dua for him, okay? That Allah Ta'ala makes him much more, give him more love in the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala give him a connection with the Qur'an. For this reason, I ask you to read to you so that these young children sat here, they can get the desire as well. To such young children, put your hands up if you want to become a hafidh. All the children who are sat here, put your hands up if you want to be the hafidh. Well done. Yeah, you like everybody, the Qur'an you heard? Yes, good. Okay, so let's come back towards our subject. The hadith I was sharing with you, Hazrat Abu Hurairah qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Day of Judgment, Allah will say, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولْ أَيْنَ مُحَبَّتُونَ. On the Day of Judgment, so Allah will announce on the Day of Judgment, Qiyamah, Allah will call out. So I was saying that those people who will love, there's no one lacking in the world, people who love, but Allah is Khabir Basir, Allah knows, hears, sees everything. And Allah says, those, why will Allah call people up who have love for the sake of world and dunya and material things? Because the worldly love is temporary, it's short. Regularly, it's sad to see that people, when a person loves another person, and then when he shows his true colors and he betrays and leaves, then after for some long time the person is sorrow and pain that he's betrayed me, he's left me, he's deceived me. So if only he was to realize before that here, this is not the way to love. Yes, that here, this is not the place to love, but there is love for sure. There is love. If there wasn't, then Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, why would He call out and say, where are those people who had the real love for each other? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, so there is love. It's definitely there. So who are those people who Allah will call out? Those who loved, who Allah Ta'ala will call out on the Day of Judgment. What will be their status, their rank? What will be their level? At that time, nobody remembers. Who's going to remember anybody on the Day of Judgment? Who's anyone going to help assist? Allah Himself will call out to them on the Day of Judgment. So brothers, those people, Allah will say, call those people who had love. So if we, Allah has explained Himself the definition of those people who loved. Muhabbatun bi jalalihi. Look, a beautiful hadith this is. That those who loved, but who, and loved who? That love which was due to my glory, due to my brilliance and my magnificence and my supremacy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Allah is saying there was love, not for money, wealth, currency, but they loved each other in the dunya, and there was a lot of love amongst each other. Yes. This love, for example, like a magnet pulls on the north, pulls on the south. That same way the people, they loved each other. They didn't know, where are we coming from? Where are we going? Who are we leaving? And this is the method of the beloved. That subhanAllah, then when subhanAllah the magnet pulls, then the person goes running. This is the real love. They just see how much loss is there. He says there's no loss. Without any condition, he comes running. As Ibrahim alayhi salam jumped into the fire of a Nimrud, even though the mind could not believe and understand what was going on. He had ishq. He didn't know that I would burn in the fire. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, hukum, order, jump in there. Then love immediately allowed him. He said, yes. As Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I'm ready for this. Without any danger, without any hesitation. This is the real love. So that love, then a person, he doesn't look at his loss, his benefit. He says, whatever is going to happen, but for this love, I'm present. So those who love in such a way, they are present in the dunya, my friends. And where will they be called out? Day of judgment, they will be invited forward by Allah. So this hadith, the meaning of it for me is that everyone should practice this. Let's practice this, do amal. That why don't we try as well, that on the day of judgment, we are those people who Allah calls out and says, where are those people who had love? This is the objective of understanding this hadith. I'm not here to give a lecture, speech, because we are those people who don't have much understanding. We don't understand these good things very easily. Messages like this, they seldom we understand. When we listen, we should listen carefully. Are we going to die or not? Whoever's going to die, put your hands up. Whoever's going to die? Because we think we're not going to die. Are you going to die? Okay, put your hands down. End of story. So if we are going to die, we believe in it. After we die, that day, is it going to come, the day of judgment? Then look, if we've realized that when, did we know when Ramadan started? And we know it's finished already? Just with a blink of an eye, it's gone, Ramadan. All the words we discuss so quickly that we pass the time of the world, that person doesn't even realize. This has happened as well. This time, one person dies, and that time, a lot of pain after he dies. We forget, when did he die? How many days has it been? And you forget that person as well eventually. Unfortunately, this is such a reality, time. Time passes so quick, that person doesn't realize, he's not aware, that so quickly, speedily, the time is leaving us and we're going towards our destination, our end point. And we don't realize that. We forget that. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan, He said in advance, أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ. Allah says, don't worry, these 30 days you won't eat or drink. Don't worry about that, Allah says. Very quickly these days will pass, you won't realize. So don't be scared that you can't eat or drink in Ramadan. And look how fast it's gone. This is the last Jummah tomorrow. You'll see, Taraweeh, etc. will all finish. It's all finished already. And then the day after tomorrow, we'll see the moon and we'll say, where's Ramadan gone? This has become a dream. So this life, at least make your life have an objective. What a great hint the Prophet ﷺ has given to us. What a beautiful good news he's given to us. Good news in advance. How beautiful a destination we have been given to those who have iman. Belief. The other people, poor souls, they have no iman. Where will they go? In reality, we are being pulled towards the reality that that time on the day of judgment, there will be nobody here to help you on the day of judgment. Those people you are running after here in the world, oh, my son, I'll steal for my son. For my house, I steal. For my house, I'll take interest, riba, I will earn haram. Oh, just to please my wife, kids, I'll do haram. I'll steal, I'll commit crimes. Oh, I'll do everything under the sun. And is it for you? No, I'm doing it for my family. It's everything I'm doing for my kids. I'm doing it for my kids. Will your kids help you on the day of judgment? Will my children help me on the day of judgment? Definitely do for your children. Definitely. Allah Ta'ala has obviously given us rights. We have to fulfill the rights of the relatives for sure. But use the method, the permissible method that Allah Ta'ala says that we have to go also to thereafter. We also have responsibilities, our own personal responsibility. We will be asked, we will be questioned, our backs are bending, and Allah Ta'ala says that you will come back to me. So with regards to that, what's your thought? Allah says, your death and thereafter, what preparation have you made? Every day when the sun rises, it gives us a message that get ready, one day is gone, one day has come. One is gone, the day that's gone, it will never come back. The day that's come, grab hold of that day now. Why? Because this day as well will go fast for sure. And already will start to pass. The sun says, I've come out. And I'm moving. Grab me if you can, because I'm moving across the sky. Otherwise this day will also go. I will set and I will also become a memory for you. And I will never come back. The sun says, when I set. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's simple, isn't it, what I'm saying? Simple, isn't it? Straightforward. So Allah's Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith completely, he's given us a message, a learning. Yes? It's very simple. We shouldn't be scared, afraid with the messages of the Prophet ﷺ. The message come, what should we do? It's too hard. Prophet ﷺ was extremely merciful with the believers. So what will you do on the day of judgment when the earth will be hot, the sun will be down at its lowest point, you'll be stood naked, you'll be sweating, drowning in your sweat. This will 100% day, this will come. Ask that person who's died. And he used to sit next to you, near your body. He used to say, where's he gone? He's arrived to the first stage after death, the grave. He's arrived to the first stage. And there he's waiting. What are we waiting for? We're waiting for death. We're in one stage. We are waiting in this world for death. And the person who's died is waiting for Qiyamah. Each phase. So a person that, for example, the death, when there's a shake, when there's a bit of a tremor, he thinks it's an earthquake. He thinks it's day of judgment. Just like we're scared. Death has come. Death has come. Or this flu, I've got a disease, or a sickness, or cancer's come. So those who have died when the grave, they're scared. Has day of judgment come? Their fear has changed to day of judgment. Say subhanallah. So this is the meaning of life, my friends. This is the meaning of life. We're passing through this phase. We are born. And we know this, but this is not a permanent life in this world. Rather, the direction of the phases of life will change. You will never die. Remember this. The person who dies, you never die. This life is permanent until the hereafter. Just your physical form will change. Your image will change. The phase will change. The residence will change. This is the best method of the Prophet ﷺ. He's Mubashira wa Nadira. And he told us in each phase of life that you should stay happy and prosperous. He wanted us to be prosperous. So this is the mission that the Prophet ﷺ came to as well. That when you come to the world, don't be scared. It's a dirty place, impure. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'll give you some advices if you practice them. The Prophet ﷺ said, then you will leave from this world graduated successful. And those who, mashallah, take the message of the Prophet ﷺ, his advice is, they're very happy in this world. They're very prosperous. They have no fear. They're not scared of death. They've embraced the advice that the Prophet ﷺ gave, and they're living this life very nicely and smoothly, with ease. They're enjoying this life in this world. They have no fear. They're not afraid of the life to come. They're spending the life smoothly, and such a life they're spending, that people take benefit from them while they're living in this world. And what's the benefit they take? Subhanallah. That their name always is alive forever, even after they pass away from this world. Forever they're alive. Even children know them after they've died. As soon as they're born, the children know who they are. There was one person who passed like this. Why? Because he took the methods and principles and advices of the Prophet ﷺ, but the cowards, they run away from Islam. No. The Prophet ﷺ is too hard. Oh, madman, he's giving you a life. He's advising you. The Prophet ﷺ came to give us a life. A beautiful life. And this trap that we are trapped from morning till evening, we're hung in this dunya, to get out of this net, this trap, this dunya we're in. Believe me when I say the Holy Prophet ﷺ's life, A to Z, his lifestyle, the clues, the hints, the tips. If we grab his tips and hints, I swear by Allah, everything on planet earth will become easy for us. All sorrows will be eliminated. So much sorrows and pains and issues and mental problems and issues we have, that if we start writing them now, we'll write a whole book. They won't finish. So many issues we've got in this dunya. From the morning, from young age to the old age. But problems never end. One finishes, the next one starts. Before that one finishes, the next one starts. In other words, the sorrow, pain, anxiety, issues, problems, hurdles, never finish. But if we follow the advice of the Prophet ﷺ, then no stage of life will you have any sorrow. No problems, no worries, no depression. But we ourselves are digging a hole for ourselves. When the Prophet ﷺ has taken us to the success, the next phase to come, grave, he's given us the solution for that. He's told us days for that. So the day of judgment, which is the severest day, the last stage of our life, after which then will become a new residence, when the decision will be made. So on that day, the Prophet ﷺ, until the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ hasn't just said words for nothing. Such a great hadith, 1400 years ago, how the Sahaba heard it, wrote it, recorded it, put it in their minds. Then how the Aimala made scholars, how they then wrote those hadith into kitabs that they were taught and taught. And today in Manchester on Laylatul Qadr, second night after Laylatul Qadr, we're listening to this hadith. And I had no program scheduled that I should share this hadith with you, or I should speak about this. No, Allah Himself selects. Allah makes the environment. Allah Ta'ala instills and inspires the person to speak. Why? Because this gathering, maybe in this gathering, according to this, someone who deserves this hadith. Maybe this one man sat here and he will get benefit from this hadith. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all of this is a schedule Allah Ta'ala makes, a pattern in my life. Practically I can share my observations with you. I didn't think about it. I'm not a Mawlana. I'm not a scholar. I'm not an alim. I'm not a qari. I'm not a speaker. I just have a pain, a feeling. My friends will come. We'll sit and we'll talk to each other about deen. That's a good thinking, isn't it? Good feeling. So Allah Ta'ala says that, yes, in this silsila, okay, Allah says, fine, in this day and age, in this era, I'll put into your mind, inspire you, you go and share with the people. You go and speak to the people, I'll inspire you. So that's what hadith I've shared with you today. What's the hadith? Allah's given us a warning. Day of judgment will come. You are wretched here, cursed here. You will be saved on the day of judgment following this advice. But no one will save you there, Allah says. No one will help you there. No one will come to your aid on the day of judgment. So for that beautiful solution for the day of judgment is given to us, that Allah will call out a group of people, Allah will invite forward those who had proper love for each other. Do such an action here on planet Earth. Do one action. Rasulullah said that you should also be those people who come under the banner of those who loved each other properly. Put your hands up if you want to be there. Why should I share this all with you? Am I mad? My mouth's dry, I'm tired. Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah. So who is it on the day of judgment? If you want to go into that group, then you should be grateful to me that I'm sharing this with you. You put your hands up and say yes. Are you sat here like a monkey ape? I'm not just speaking for nothing. Such a great hadith I'm sharing with on the day of judgment. Just one thing you should generate. You should have true love inside you. Okay? That's it. So when you have true love inside you, then your name will be called on the day of judgment. No angel will call out, no prophet will call out, no wali Allah will call out, no ghawth will call out, no kutub will call out. Allah, Imamul Anbiya himself will call out. Who will call out? Who? Allah, Rabbi Jalal, he will call out himself. Allah. Imagine what a fantastic day that would be. Imagine. That just now if I call out Hafiz Junaid, how happy he was when I called him, isn't it? Hafiz Junaid. The Shaykh has called out to me, the teacher. Yes, his life must have gone upside down. So tell me when Allah, Rabbul Jalal, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram will call out the judgment. Cool, come out. Come forward all those people who loved each other. There's no deception there. From every corner those people will stand up and come forward. Allahu Akbar. Imagine the scene. The next part of the hadith, I remember now, that where are we being taken? Allah says, don't worry. I've called out to you. Allah says that I will take you to such a residence today. Allah says, Subhanallah, that no power of the world can reach there. Oh, you who loved each other properly, such a reward I'm about to give to you. What is that reward? Adhilla man dhalli. Allah says that today, and I won't keep you under the shade of my arsh, I won't keep you under another shade. Today, my special shade of my mercy, you will sit under that. Allah says, you will sit under the shade of my mercy today. So what's the action that person did? He had love, true love, proper love. So do we do that? We do Hajj, we do Umrah, but we don't want to listen to the words of this faqir. Why do you do Umrah? Though much reward, alhamdulillah, there's reward for Umrah, but do it. Nothing wrong with the old thawab rewards, but the thawab, I'm telling you, tell me how great a reward this is, what I'm saying. How great a reward is this? Do you understand the point? Will we do this action? This you have to love properly. You don't have to spend any money. You're not spending any money. Will you have proper love? Now Allah Ta'ala says, what is that love that you must develop and demonstrate? What is that love you must demonstrate? It is love. This is the love that behind this, there's no greed of the world, no worldly desire, no greed to get something in the dunya. This is separate from the love of the dunya. But it is true love, Allah says. So we have to love each other, in between each other, this love. You must have this love for each other, but there's no desire of the dunya in this relationship of love. So what is this that will generate this love? Number one, what is that? Subhanallah. Allah says, be jalalihi. This love, my greatness, my glory, my power. Allah says, my greatness, my glory, my power. Due to my glory, my power, those who love each other for my sake, it's those people I will call on the day of judgment. Love for the sake of jalalihi, for the sake of Allah. Do you understand what this is? You understand what this is? Shall I tell you right now? Why have you come here? Why have you come here? Huh? Why have you come here? Why have you come here, Zakaria? Why are you not the Imam of the Masjid? There's a desire, a pull. There's a force that's pulling you here. It's a magnet that's pulling you here. Right now, all of you, people from different areas here. Wherever I have gone, they all run after me. Wherever the streets of towns. I said, go, I'm leaving now. You stay behind there. So no, if you're going, we're going with you as well. Yeah, this is the same gathering. I'm looking. Yes, practically, I'll give you an example for the last 10 days. Whichever town I went to, that those people of that town, I said, I'm traveling further. They said, we're going to go with you. The children said, are you going to another town? I went to another city. We're going with you as well, they said. So I said, if the cars are with us, he said, 25 cars behind us. I said, whoa, if I keep on going, this means the caravan will go so much high in number. That's what it is. So no, if a policeman stops you, where are you all of you going? What will you say to him? What's your business? What's your trade? What are you lot doing? Where are you going? Yes, you'll get doubt, isn't it? So many people. Where are these, all these people? What's this in this man at the front? He says, wherever he goes, he's pulling the people with him. Who is he? Who is this man? Do you understand what I'm saying? Muhabbatuna bi jalalihi. Love each other for the sake of jalalihi. This individual is a magnetic force. Say subhanallah. Magnetic force. He's a magnetic force. And he's a magnetic force such inside him. You don't understand magnetic force? It pulls. It pulls. Inside he has the capacity. Whoever has the capacity, he'll get pulled along. And he will pull that person who has the capacity, the ability. This is love bi jalalihi. Muhabbatun bi jalali. If anyone stops you, why are you going this caravan with these people? No. Why are you traveling with them? Does he give you money? No. Is he paying you? No, he doesn't give any money. Yeah? No. Has he taken any money from you ever? No, he doesn't take any money. So what's your connection with him? Is he your relative? No, he's not my relative. I don't even know him. I don't even know him. This is the answer you'll give him. He's not my relative, not my family member. So you don't even know him. He's not paying you. You're not paying him. So how many days? Do you meet every day? No, 16 years ago we sat together. After 16 years we're meeting each other. After 16 years it feels like we meet each every day. What kind of relative is that? Connection. I'll give you a practical example of Muhabbatuna bi Jalalihi. I'm telling you. The example. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what a beautiful hadith I remember today. Eh? Beautiful hadith. That why are you then going after him and traveling with him? Why do you stay at home, sit in your front room? Why are you stuck with him? Here you've left your beds, your mattresses, your house is Ramadan. Tarawih praying, you're running after him. What is the reason you're going with him? Your food, drink, and you're not greedy at home. You got all food, drink, mashallah. You got everything, all the luxuries, comfort. You drink everything. There's no greed, no dunya, no money. So why are you running after this person? Why are you with this person? And then people get afraid of him when they get questioned. Well, what's happening here? We're getting questioned, interrogated. What's he doing? Is there something mysterious? And that whatever he does, they try to be like him as well. They're not just going behind him. They're trying to be like him. They said, we talk about the elderly. Even the young and little children, they start copying. They don't understand. Because inside the magnetic force has been generated. There's a pull. There's a pull. The two opposites. So you know when we, for example, we eat and the person has a desire right now. That's when it's announced that there's a free ticket. We'll all go on a free ticket. Because it's not about free. No worries. That everybody, they'll say, we'll go to Medina. Free of charge, no plane ticket. What's that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Kaaba has put a magnet, a pull. It's a force. That's called Tajalli Zatiya. Tajalli Zatiya. I'm tasawwuf now, I'll give you a definition. The Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala has allowed, is Tajalli Zatiya. It's a rock. It's walls, it's stone. What's inside? It's nothing. So why do we run after that? We're not prostrating the walls of the Kaaba. We're not prostrating the stones. Hindus say that we also, for example, we worship idols. You also go and bow in front of the Kaaba. There's a Hindu, if he questions you, you give the answer. I have no relationship with the Kaaba. Like Omar said, oh stone, Ajr-e Aswad, that I have no relationship with you. Why should I kiss you? I'm kissing you because I saw my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kiss you. I saw my Prophet kiss you. You understand? Say subhanallah. Yes. Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. Subhanallah. Such a great statement. And just a slow subhanallah. Slow subhanallah. What a great statement. The Kaaba. So we have no physical relationship with the Kaaba. The Kaaba, we have a connection with he who owns the Kaaba. We prostrate the Kaaba. We're not going to go and prostrate stone, rock. Yes, then that makes us idol worshippers. No. Hey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Kaaba. Such is his magnificence. If the walls were not there, even then Allah's tajalliyat, his magnificence is there. And it will pull you. Allah's splendor will pull you. The four walls, there were stages of constructing the Kaaba. Many people have researched this. It took a long time. But with Allah's hikmah, wisdom, Allah Ta'ala allowed his tajalli, his magnificence to descend on them. And see how people run there now. So a person who has iman and thought, he runs to the Kaaba. You see millions and millions, so much rush there. When you see that you will have gone yourself. And like, you know, the flies that they stick and the bees to the honey that we stick, that Allah Ta'ala has released from the heavens, is tajalli. His brilliance onto the Kaaba. So Allah says, my beloved servants, when I want to create them, then Allah says, my beloved servants, I put into my Wali Allah, I pull, my magnificence goes into my Wali Allah, just like the magnificence in the Kaaba. I'm talking tasawwuf here. So that the jali, the magnificence goes into the Wali Allah, so all the believers run after that Wali Allah. It's not the achievement of the Wali Allah, it's Allah's glory and brilliance and splendor that's inside that Wali Allah. This is the pull between the beloveds, and Allah will call them on the day of judgment. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So what is this? Bi jalalihi, for the sake of Allah. So when we do dhikr, what can I say to you? That you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, your palate, you think in your heart. That's our job, because we love. We have love. This is the demonstration of love. So the ibadah of those who love Allah is different. That's why we say muraqabah is a very fantastic action. Muraqabah, meditation, I say to sit down, close your eyes, and put your tongue on your palate. Don't move your tongue, no voice, no orally voice, don't think. Just thinking, why? Because you are now about to travel to Allah, who is the owner of the universe. No distance at all. Yes, put your board up, don't disturb me, silence. Even like in the plane, you say, do not disturb, you go to sleep. Do not disturb me, put the board up. That, no, child, your wife, family, home, everything, what's that board? That a person, he puts, put the blanket over your face. Yeah, she, this is the glory of a Naqshbandi student. And then take the tasbih, hold the tasbih, and then put the tasbih near your heart. And what's your niyyah? I'll tell you the niyyah, the intention. That we are doing dhikr Allah. I say to you, what is that? We're doing dhikr of Allah. Who are we remembering? That Allah is free, independent from all sifat attributes. He is complete. He is free from all defects. Jalal, Jamal, all the attributes combined. And Allah, muhabbatun bi jalalihi. And Allah's glory, His power, His affection, His love, His compassion. All of Allah's compassion, His attributes, His qualities. We are trying to embed them in our hearts. We close eyes, we put the cloth on top of our head. Then we connect to Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. For this reason, that Allah's glory, magnificent splendor, that effect can come into our hearts, inside us. So Allah's greatness can overtake us. And this is the objective of doing dhikr. You understand what I'm saying? So this is called muraqabah, meditation, dhikr. And this is what Allah is saying on the Day of Judgment. So what do we need to do? What we need to understand today is the biggest action for us while we're living on earth, the biggest ibadah we should do, is that we should love and be in that group of those who love, because their maqam is very high. That this hadith that we've learned today, this sahih hadith. Mulana sahab are sitting here, ask them, this is hadith in Mishkat. Is this the case or not? So there, such a great maqam, status, subhanallah, the hisab, the reckoning, no questioning, no accounts, direct Allah Ta'ala will say, come with me. Come with me, come, I will take you to a special residence, special abode. And there will be no sorrow, no pain, no fikr, no concern. Totally Allah clear will take them out from the exit. Allah says, do this action today in the dunya, you will get this status. If you do this action today, you will get this status. Should we do this action or not, tell me? How stupid and foolish we are if we just put the air into one ear and out of the other. The Prophet ﷺ's hadith, we hear it, a beautiful message for us. Muhabbatun jalalihi. Be those who love for the sake of who? For Allah's greatness, His power, His glory, His magnificence, those who love for that sake. So this should come into us. And what are those people? What was their laqab, the title? Ahlul dhikr, Allah calls them in the Quran. Those who love for the sake of Allah, Allah says they're the ahlul dhikr. They are those who do my dhikr, my remembrance. That kid is that person who every moment he remembers his beloved Allah. Those people who do dhikrullah, they are remembering their beloved Allah's glory, brilliance, splendor, power, His strength, His affection, His love. This is my Rabb, this is my Lord, this is my Lord. And we have not seen Allah. Allah says, we haven't seen you. We don't know. But Allah says, my glory and brilliance is such, it's overwhelmed them, overtaken them due to my name. They just keep thinking about my name in their heart, Allah says. So this love, is there no greed for this love? There's no greed. No desire of the dunya. Have love for Allah. So what should we do in this world? We should include ourselves in the group of the Ahlul Dhikr. Do Dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. When you do Dhikrullah, then you're included in that group of those who love Allah for the sake of Allah. And you go high in the stages. The more you love a person who is doing dhikr himself, then you start following that person and get on his maqam. So hopefully you understand my message. You understand my message? So this dhikr, don't think it's a minor action. Don't think dhikr is insignificant. Very few and far between you'll see people. You know, as Qiyamah gets close, Day of Judgment gets close, dhikr few and far between you'll see people doing dhikrullah. You'll see just a few here today, even these won't be present. Even these people won't be present. Because this will be the biggest sign of fitna, fasad, ignorance, that ahlul dhikr khankas will decrease. They will be eliminated. If you go back 100 years ago, so common was dhikr. And those people who had conquer, those people who they knew, they were dhakir as well, their friends. MashaAllah, even those who washed the clothes in the night, and the people, the dobis, the dry cleaners or the laundry cleaners who get up in the night and wash the clothes. They didn't have washing machines, but they used water. Even the dobi, the cleaner who used to wash the clothes, even they had that environment that while they were cleaning the clothes, they were doing dhikrullah while they cleaning the clothes. Yes, and they beat the clothes with their sticks. That's how much respect they have for dhikr of Allah. Is this the case or not? Ask those people who know about the era. Those people, even those, the cleaners, every status of person, workers, even those who cut the hair, the barbers and the butchers, those who sold green groceries and vegetables. Ask anyone that, who's the Abdal of this time? Someone asked at that time, who's the Abdal? Abdal is a rank of a Wali Allah. They said, shall I tell you who is the Abdal? He said, the Wali Allah said, who is the Abdal? Remember, on every time, in every era, in every region, there's a Wali Allah. Otherwise, Allah's system could not run. In every region, the Wali Allahs are there, but they're hidden sometimes. So one person said to him, tell me the Abdal of this place. He said, please, tell me. He said, I'll show you. He said, go to a certain place, and he sat under the shade, he's selling vegetables. He's the Abdal of this region, selling vegetables. Don't tell him anything though, don't tell him I told you. He said, can I see him? He said, you can go and see him, but don't tell him I told you he's the Abdal. Wali Allah. Can you imagine such a great Wali Allah? These are those who love for the sake of Allah. And he will be called out on the day of judgment. Come forward. Come forward. Yes? So will be a person today sat on a big seat, smoking cigarettes, and he's a big shot with money. He's got big cars and they're saluting him. He's got money. Nawaz Sharif's come, this Sharif's come, gangsters. You think Allah will call them on the day of judgment in the heavens? They are those who sat lowly on the earth. Because Allah says, I don't recognize you from their bodies, it's your hearts I will recognize. Your hearts should be alive with the name of Allah. In the sight of Allah, Allah looks at the hearts of the human beings. That's it. If you go to the Kaaba and you go tawaf, there's people around there. But Allah Ta'ala, who does He select? Those who in the heart they are connected to Allah. That He really is my lover who's doing tawaf around the Kaaba, who loves the Kaaba. He, Allah, will select him, extract him from amongst the masses. Clean your hearts, purify your hearts. This is the reason why we say, pay attention to the heart. In your heart, say, Allah, Allah. Attain the level of those who love for the sake of Allah. Will you do this work, my brothers? Yes, tonight is a great night. Because this is Ramadan. In Ramadan, all the good deeds you do them now. Don't hide from them. Tawbah, repentance, you think you'll get that in the hereafter, in the Shaykh's hands, you think you'll get that opportunity again. You maybe may get an opportunity in the old age, but this Ramadan, the nights of Ramadan will not come again. The nights of Ramadan, if you do a good deed, it's way beyond any other day in the rest of the year. It's the best thing, time to do any good deed. Best time is now. Grab the opportunity. Are you getting peace in the heart? Are you getting peace in the heart? Do you remember your home while you're sitting here? Do you remember your children? You got any sorrow or pain? Yes, more than the home, you're getting better food here. After every 10 minutes, the food they're giving to you, after every 10 minutes, your wife probably is not giving you the food that you get here. Why? Because you are eating here for the sake of Allah. Imagine what Allah will give in the heavens. Yes, this is Allah's hukam instruction that we are given the food here. It's not the Burnley people who gave you, not the Bradford people who gave you food. Who are they? They're running, they were preparing, hosting, bring food and fruit, and because those who love Allah are coming. Those who love Allah are coming. So imagine the hal in the hereafter when Allah calls you, what food you'll be given there. Say, Alhamdulillah. Allah has given you the right path of deen, has He not? My friends, invite your friends, brothers, change your lives now. Those who have not taken the step on this path, come forward, take the step. It's not hard. Remember this point I'm telling you. The path of life is extremely simple and easy in this world. The path of Allah's love is extremely easy. Nothing is difficult. Love will allow you to go above all the levels. And you won't even realize you've made no effort, no hard work. You enjoy that path. You'll enjoy the effort. Yes, it's not forcing. When the love of Allah comes in your heart, that mashallah, this is the fountain of who's that person? Farad, Shidi Farad. He, subhanallah, he picked up the rocks and he made them go to dust for his Shidi, for his beloved. That my beloved has said that I must put the rocks to dust. I will break them. He started breaking them. And that was the love of dunya that was pulling him. Ask a true lover of Allah, who has love of Allah in his heart, alhamdulillah, who does everything for Allah. Is it hard for him to break the hajj? Is it hard for him to read Quran, recite Quran? Is it hard for a lover of Allah to say alhamdulillah, to do sit and do dhikr of Allah? Rather, he waits for the night. Allah, quickly let the night come. I want to do dhikr all night long. Tatafa junubim. That their bodies are tossing and turning in the mattresses. They want to leave the beds. They get enjoyment and taste. That if they stop, then they get pain if you stop them. If, for example, all of you are ready to come, if anyone stopped you coming, you'd have pain, or you'd be happy that I can't go. Please don't stop me. I want to come. Please, for the sake of Allah, I want to go. He's gone. I want to go as well. That if you would have dodged and you want to come here somehow. Because that's love for Allah. In love, the path is very smooth. London. So I'm so sad we'll go there one day, but it's so far for me. Not that those people are calling me, they have love. I think maybe there's something lacking, otherwise I would have been pulled there. Maybe there's something lacking in their love. Anyhow, so one person came to say to me, I'm going now. I've got a need, there's a problem, that I will go and quickly, I will do this, and I will come back quickly, I'm coming back, I won't stop. I said, Subhanallah, where are you going? That, are you going to another? And he's going to London. He said, no worries, no worry, I'm just coming back quickly, he said to me. Subhanallah. This is love. This is love. That he thinks is so short the distance, London. He said, just 6 hours journey. He's going to come back. He said, just a necessity. Quickly in my heart, I didn't want to go. If you give me ijazah permission. And I didn't stop him. I didn't say to him, go. He said, I'll come back quickly in the morning. I'll be sat here in the dhikr. I won't leave you. Tell me. Subhanallah, this is the love for Allah. Do you understand who will be called out? Yes. An-Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Abi Hurairah, qala Rasulullah sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that on the day of judgment, Allah will call out, who are those people who love for the sake of Allah? Allah will call them. There were those who love for the sake of Allah. So today, Allah says, that where are those who love me? Allah will say, the ashiks who, for my glory, my power, everything, they loved me in the dunya. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do his dhikr. Okay, now let's do dhikr a little bit.
Bismillah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وصلنا على أصلنا وجدنا خطأ أخذنا ولا ذلك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا لا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملت ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين البين صدقين شهداء وصالحين وأصلى عليك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم Ya Allah, apni rehmat ki barkat ke darwaze khol de. Ya Allah, apni rehmat ki barkat ke darwaze khol de. Tamam masaib aur pareshani se Ya Allah hamari hifazat farma. Tamam musibaton se bimariyon se Ya Allah halaat se hamari hifazat farma. Ae mere Maula, tumhari zindagi ko sehl farma de. Ya Allah, hamari zindagi ko maqsad bana de. Ya Allah, hame sahi raste pe chala de. Ya Allah, hame sahi rehba naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, hame deen ki samajh naseeb farma de. Ya Allah ہمیں قرآن کی سمجھ نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں قرآن پہ عمل نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا علم دے اس میں عمل بھی عطا فرما یا رحم العالمین ہمیں سیدھے راستے کی ہدایت نصیب فرما اس ہدایت میں استقامت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے صغیر و کبیر گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے ہمارے اساتذہ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ان لوگوں میں جو ہمارے پر مہربان تھے ہماری مدد فرمائے ان سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا رحمان ان راتوں کو ہمارے لیے قیمتی راتیں بنا دے سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے یا میرا مولا سچی توبہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ راتیں گزر رہی ہیں دن گزر رہے ہیں میرے مولا جس مقصد کے تو ہمیں رمضان دیا یا اللہ وہ مقصد ہمیں نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ رمضان ضائع ہونے سے بچا لے اے میرے مولا تو اپنی معرفت نصیب فرما اپنے عرفان نصیب فرما اپنا ایقان قیس نصیب فرما یا رحمان اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما ہمارے دلوں کو روشن کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے ذمیروں کو روشن کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے اپنے ذکر سے ہمارے دل کو منور فرما دے یا رحم العالمین اپنے فضل سے آج کی ہمارے اس مجلس کو قبول فرما دے صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون السلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین بالخصوص دعا فرمائے کہ جو لوگ آپ خدمت کر رہے ہیں ان قوموں میں جو بچوں کی خدمت کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا ان گھر میں اولادوں میں برکت نصیب فرمائے خاص طور پہ وہ خواتین جو گھروں میں ساری رات ان کے لیے کھانے بنا رہی ہیں پراٹھے بنا رہی ہیں پان تجارت کر رہی ہیں ناشتوں کے لیے کھانوں کے لیے اے میرے مولا ان خواتین کو بھی جنت کے نصیب فرمائے جنت کے اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرمائے ان کو بھی اس آواز میں شامل فرما جس پر محبین کی زندہ آواز شامل ہو تو وہ خاتون بھی اس میں شامل فرما یا رحمین اپنے فضل سر سے ہماری تمام خدمتوں کو قبول فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین